It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. If you're a regular listener, you know we've been featuring two Valdez High School seniors daily during Senior Spotlights. We will continue airing interviews each day through the end of the month and put them all together for a one-hour program as well. We hope you enjoy the graduates' plans, aspirations, and words of wisdom.
Our next senior into the spotlight, Sydney Hirsch. Sydney, how's it feel to be a few weeks away from graduating?
Feels great.
And what are your plans for after you graduate high school?
I plan on going to a two-year community college in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Now, a two-year college, what influenced that decision to go to Arizona for that?
It's warm, and I just want to get my generals out of the way at a cheaper school.
All right, and after you get your generals, do you have a plan?
I'd either want to go abroad or just finish my last 2 years at a university somewhere else.
Also, going back, you know, you've spent 4 years at this high school. What would you say is your most memorable moment here at Valdez High?
I guess just all the sports that I've been doing, and we've won a few things, so that's been pretty memorable.
That's true. You've done a lot of sports, volleyball, and you've done basketball. What have those sports taught you?
Some teamwork and just how to work hard.
10 years down the road, where do you see yourself?
Hopefully with a good job and a house and family.
Stay tuned for our next senior under the spotlight.
Our next senior under the spotlight.
Molly Albright.
Now, Molly, how's it feel to be graduating high school finally?
Feels really good. I've been waiting for this.
Sounds like a big weight has been lifted off your shoulders. Tell me, do you have any plans for after you graduate high school?
Yes, I'm going to be attending the school here in Valdez for a year and then moving on to UAA to study nursing.
Now, nursing, kind of a repetitive thing amongst this class. What is the reason that you decided to go into the nursing field?
I'm really interested in anatomy and physiology. I'm taking a class this year, and I just kind of figured I really enjoyed it, so I should probably go into that field.
All right, now you said you enjoyed anatomy and physiology, so does Ms. Heckathorn do a good job at teaching those biology classes?
Yeah, she does an excellent job. I really enjoy her classes, everyone that I've been in.
Would you say that had some sort of influence into what you decided to go into?
I would, and I also would say that maybe my sister's pregnancy and other nurses that I know have influenced me, because I'm kind of leaning towards either pediatric or anesthesiologist or something like that.
All right, so with that being said, where do you see yourself 10 years down the road?
I will either be living in Anchorage or probably like Washington, being a nurse there. Hopefully majored in something higher than just an RN.
All right, and do you have any advice for all the kids that are still in high school or younger kids that are just can't wait to graduate but haven't quite got there yet?
Senior year is pretty stressful, but if you get things ready together early, it helps. Don't do it last minute like I did.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from all the seniors in the 2016 graduating class. Special thanks to Jason Williams and Pam Verify for arranging these interviews. And to our sponsors, Prospector, VCVB, Arts Design, Valdez Native Tribe, First National Bank, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, Arctic Chiropractic, Harris Sand & Gravel, Copper Valley Telecom, Petrostar Valdez Refinery, Holtness Equipment, Brenna Bell & Clarkson, and Valdez Senior Center.